This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Couple fight.
Alert.
In fact, they'd like to remain anonymous. You darn right, because you came for your spouse on this one, boy.
Alert, couples fight.
Listen to this. The headline is, am I the jerk? This is what they sent anonymously. Oh, geez. Am I the jerk for sticking up for myself because my fiance won't?
Right.
Shots fired. Oh, boy, you heard. Am I the jerk for sticking up for myself because my fiance won't?
Yeah, we're getting weird today.
It's gonna trigger some couples, though.
All right.
Here we go. They said, hi, Allie and DZ. My fiance and I have been together for almost 3 years, recently engaged and planning a wedding. I want to know if I'm the jerk for asking him to stick up for me when his family treats me horribly. His family has never liked me for no apparent reason.
Oh.
Mainly his mom and his sister. They have said some awful things about me, commenting on my weight, saying I'm trash because I have two kids from a previous marriage. They've tried to end our relationship from day one.
They don't support. Got it.
My man will never stick up for me and tell them that they aren't allowed to treat me that way, so I have to defend myself. My fiance gets mad when I defend myself because I'm not allowed to talk to his family that way. And I should be the, quote, bigger person, unquote. I've tried that. It doesn't work. I'm at a loss on what to do. Am I the jerk for sticking up for myself because my fiance refuses to do it because he thinks it's disrespectful? Mm-hmm. And the name today, because they want to be anonymous, is it's a female. I know that, but that's all I'm gonna say. Oof.
Man, I'm so stuck on the situation. I would stop thinking about a name.
Sorry. Oh, I know. The name's too much because I'm processing. So she's basically saying she feels like they treat her poorly, but he won't defend her because it's his family, and he's telling her to just get over it and be the bigger person. So she's like, am I the jerk for sticking up for myself since my fiance won't?
I want to call her like Stick Up Stacy or something.
Then it sounds like she's a stick up then, somewhere.
Right, or like she's about to stick somebody up. Like, stick them up.
Defensive Debbie.
Defensive Debbie. That works. Defensive Debbie. Yeah, because, I mean, she is defending herself. Is it too defensive, though? I'm not sure. Maybe she's overlooking some things.
This is tough.
I'm hearing a lot of jealousy here between mom, sister, whoever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. They clearly don't support y'all relationship.
Well, and I'm not saying that this isn't all true, but this is the problem when we get these submissions. It's all one-sided. It's like, they're awful to me.
Yep.
Like, you're an angel. And maybe you are. And maybe this is the full story. But what's the story?
Maybe you aren't.
And where's the fiance in all this?
And really, though, that's not even part of the issue. The issue is that you're asking if you're the jerk for defending yourself because he won't. Mm-hmm. I don't, in today's society, don't necessarily feel that he has to, but she wants him to. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. I think she's more than capable and able and willing to defend herself, and that's great because you should always defend yourself first, right? The situation is that she doesn't want to have to defend herself to his family. Mm-hmm. So she's going, handle them for me, my dog. Handle my lightweight because it's your heavyweight.
And in true lot of dude form, he's going, just chill out. Just chill. Let it go. And we're over here going, no, we're not. I'm not letting it go.
Because
I'm in my feelings.
Think about it from this dude's perspective.
She's more emotional.
No, not even that. So now he wants all of the women in his life mad?
Yeah, no, he needs to.
Because now everybody's going to be mad at him.
He's sitting by doing nothing, which is also unimpressive.
He's letting y'all handle y'all selves. He's letting women take care of each other. Women talk to women. He's going,
and do you think that's okay?
He's reserving himself out of this to not get involved. You guys can handle, you guys can talk to one another. He doesn't want to do that. I unfortunately hear where he's coming from because he's going, y'all are both my people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let y'all figure your relationship out. And if it has to be emotional, it has to be emotional. But I'm okay sitting here passively.
But it also may look like he doesn't have a backbone and he's letting everybody go at it when he could just stick up for his woman and be like, come on, can we find a media? He's not even trying. He's just saying, let it go, let it go. How much does one person have to take?
The two parts to the story, we don't know if he's actually said something. We don't know if they even care to listen to him.
I know that when you get in relationships, right, you sometimes you're going to have conflicts with family members, right?
Sure.
And you may or may not like your mother-in-law or the sister-in-law or the brother-in-law.
Right.
We see this all the time on Am I the Jerk?
Right.
But man, this would stress me out.
Look,
I've had good experiences with families dating, and I know you're going to have problems eventually because when you get close. But like, this is the kind I would, this would just suck to live your life like this, man. To always hate your family.
Well, and it would rub you the wrong way to be going into a marriage, planning a wedding under these circumstances.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not starting off on the right foot, but they're
not starting off on the right foot though, because they're not even going in their marriage united.
Yeah.
That's where I look at it, and I think it's weird, but I also think that you should respect his family. But then how much are you going to take if this is true?
So, but really, I don't think she's the jerk for standing up for herself. She has to do it.
I don't think she is either.
In a world where ain't nobody going to do nothing for you, man, woman, or other, you got to do it for yourself, right? And man, you got to figure that relationship out, too, because there is two sides to each coin, right?
Exactly.
And we're not getting their half.
No, we're only getting hers.
But we're deciding on her behalf. I don't think it was jerky. I think she's got to do it.
Oh, somebody texted in and said he's saying stay out of it, but then scolding her at the same time.
How is he scolding her?
Because he's essentially saying, like, let it go and be the bigger person, and that he gets mad when she defends himself. And so the person, I have to pull up two tabs. So the person who texted in is saying, you know, how about scold your family, not scold her and say, leave it alone. Like, they're saying, well, then say it to them too.
Y'all have been,
I don't know if he is.
They've been together 3 years, whatever they said, right? He's been with his family his entire life. Let's call it 25. I don't know. Man, you know he knows exactly how that mom and sister are. And he's going, I'm not dealing with that. I've been dealing with it my whole life. Now, if you will, my love, be like me and just ignore them. He's saying, baby, be like me and please just ignore them. They're going to talk themselves to sleep. Ignore them.
Phil in Mount Pleasant said, Deezy's wrong. He finds it disrespectful if she speaks up. He doesn't want her to bring it up or talk it out at all. She's not the jerk. Oh, he's saying he doesn't even want her to talk it out, but I don't know if that they're capable of
at
this point.
They're saying, I'm wrong in how I'm thinking of it. Well, I get what you're saying. Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
But
all right.
We still said both not the jerk.
Oh, and people are triggered. Yes. Huh. Oh, boy. Samantha texted in. If you allow them to disrespect your spouse, they're going to. Your spouse and your partner should always come first because that is the person that you chose. You need to be able to stand up to others to defend that person just like they want to defend you. This is way more complex than a Hispanic family. You're taught to prioritize your parents' siblings, but your wife and husband is number one. Samantha. Yeah. Ah, interesting.
And eventually that shift does happen, but no.
I get that.
It takes time. Mm-hmm. See, my curiosity came after I said something, bro, that got me thinking, what if he really is just going, please ignore them. Be the bigger person.
You're never going to win with them.
You're never,
they're not reasonable. They're not.
Trust me, I've lost every fight I've ever fought against them. Stop. Baby, please stop. Our lives will be happier if you and I ignore them together. Hold my hand, breathe, and let's ignore my mom and sister.
Dude, people are getting mad at us now. Carmen from Milwaukee said, sorry, Allie and DZ, your significant others should always stick up for you. You come first before your family.
I'm not disagreeing with y'all in any degree, but
should I bring up?
Do it.
I'm afraid to because it's such a, but my parents aren't listening. It's such a personal family.
Go ahead, bro.
Screw it. My sister's going to kill me, but I don't care.
Man, I got your back.
We had an incident in my family where one of my brother-in-laws, because I have two, I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Stuck up for his wife, my sister, mm-hmm. during a big family argument to my father.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. He snapped.
He was justified.
My dad was being mean, yeah. and her husband stood up for her, and all hell broke
and
loose.
And it made it worse, didn't it?
It made it worse, didn't it? You guys.
Y'all don't want to talk about that, do you? No, you don't want to talk about that.
It made it worse, even though I respected him for standing up for my sister. He then, in turn, stood up to my dad, and all hell broke loose.
Yep.
So I'm telling you guys what.
It's a pick your battles with family.
You really got to think this out, you guys.
My boy is picking his battles, yeah. and he's saying, baby girl, pick your battle with me, and this ain't mm-hmm. it. This is not it. Trust me, I know them more than you do. Mm-hmm. This ain't the fight. This is not our hill. Please.
Oh, people are getting triggered.
Por favor, mi amor, please.
414-533-1037. Oh, people are sending in texts in all caps. That's how I'm
Oh, Lord.
Okay, we're going to talk to you guys
next. I don't want
to
do this
we're
anymore.
Gonna get the- yes, you do. We're getting this out.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, people are lit up on our text messages. Defensive Debbie wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for sticking up for herself because her fiance refuses to. She has issues with his sister and mom, and they're getting married. This is her fiance. Mm-hmm. And she wants to know. He keeps telling her, just be the bigger person. Let it go. And that's his family. So she's like, you know what?
He knows something she don't, and that's a losing fight.
Am I the jerk for sticking up for myself because my fiance refuses to?
You won't.
Triggered Anastasia and Franklin, that's how she wrote it, said either he needs to start defending her or she needs to move on. Husbands should be our protectors and should not allow their families to disrespect. Where he has it all wrong is thinking that his mom and whoever is his family, now it gets in all caps, his family is now his fiance and stepkids, and he needs to act accordingly and be a protector.
I do respect that answer.
I do too.
Lot. Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know what? Let's go to Kayla and Racine. We'll start there this morning. Hi, Kayla. Good morning.
Oh, no.
Did we lose her?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, yeah, one. There we go. I hope this is Kayla. Kayla, good morning.
It's Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
We thought
morning.
We lost you. Hey, girl.
Hello, hello.
Hi. All right. Which way are you going today? Jerk or not the jerk for sticking
not
up for
the jerk.
Her?
Oh. Ooh, what she said, no. Don't even finish, baby girl.
Go
I got you.
On.
Not the jerk.
Go on.
No, because if he's not going to stick up, she has to stick up.
Right.
Disrespectfulness cannot just go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole story, but I know he should definitely stick up for her because it shows that he sees it and he's not going to tolerate it, regardless if it's not going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
At least the household would be at peace. She's going to be like, you know what? You tried.
Yeah. His ties aren't cut with his family yet.
He
the wedding like hasn't
it's not
happened.
A win. Yeah.
And he's going, listen, and I will be completely direct with y'all. As a man, he's going, I'm not going to stand up to these women in my life because I love them as equally as I love you.
Mm.
Right? Like, she's putting him in a situation where he's going, man, I really wish you would either figure it out or we would just stop because I know what problems this bring and I don't want these problems, big fella. Mm-hmm.
Well, Debbie does.
Debbie does. Debbie wants all
well,
the smoke.
I feel like Debbie's like, hey, at least if you stick up for me, you got my back.
Yeah.
Nothing's
yeah.
going to change.
Fair.
But at least you hear me and you see it.
Yep.
There
yep.
you go. Nothing's going to change, but at least you are making me feel seen and heard.
Feel
okay.
like
100%.
We're a team. Not,
I
yeah,
got you.
Yeah.
Right,
got
Kayla,
it.
I can get behind that. Thank
heard.
You for calling, Kayla.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Liz from Belgium this morning. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
We're good. We're trying to decide if Defensive Debbie is a jerk or not for standing up for herself. What do you think?
Jinx.
He is not the jerk.
Oh. Ooh, 2 for 2, double up. All right, reason, same as the last caller or what?
I feel like if they're not going to choose you, you need to choose you, mm-hmm. because if he's never going to stand up for you if you're not even married yet.
Mm. Ooh, dang.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not about, like, if this was me, I'm not about to spend my life in a miserable situation because I know I'm an anxious Betty, and I'm going to sit there, and it's going to eat at me.
Sure.
So
it would cause problems in your marriage eventually, and then you two are fighting, and now everybody's fighting, and now your own house is a mess.
That's the vicious circle people be talking about.
Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to walk away from somebody that you love,
right?
But at some point, you have to choose yourself.
True. That is very true. Not that regardless of the situation. I mean, we're born alone and we die alone. That is the only two realities and facts of life, right? That
Well, and Saucy texted in and said creates resentment towards him, and it's a recipe for a disaster. Yeah, because you're going to get more and more mad at him. Because you're already writing us about it.
Mm-hmm. And then I also was triggered by this, how she already has 2 kids. I don't have kids, but I have a mom that has kids from other marriages. I would be appalled.
Oh, right. Because she was saying she thinks that they've never really accepted her and her 2 kids from a previous marriage.
Well, yeah, and she said they she calls them trash because she has 2 kids from another marriage.
Yeah, I want both
sides. Another relationship.
We need the other side of the story, bro, because there are some things that are being unsaid here.
I know. We don't know all of it, but also I would just like to say I have been listening to Allie in the morning since I was like 10.
Oh my gosh. Snap.
Hey. So this is super exciting, and I'm running a few minutes late to work because
Because
it's worth it.
Woo! You know what? Thank you for listening all these years and sticking with us. This is the best show yet, isn't it, Liz? Admit it.
I'm about to go into work and fangirl to all my coworkers.
Hey. I talked to Allie and DZ.
Tell them we said what up.
What up? We're your late excuse.
Yep, and you can prove it. You're on the. You can listen back later and show them you were on the air to our podcast.
Absolutely.
Your doctor's note.
Liz, nice to talk to you finally after 20
Love
years.
Love you guys.
Love you back. Bye.
She was late to work for us.
That's dope. That's commitment.
So sweet.
That's a salute right there.
Fine. Colleen's in Milwaukee, last but not least. Let's see if she's going to bring in the vacuum and sweep it up or whatever, the broom, whatever she wants to use. Hi.
I got a dustpan. What do you got?
Hello.
What's going on? What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk for sticking up for herself because her fiance...
She is absolutely 1,000,000% not the jerk.
Oh, boy.
Vacuum.
Everybody's agreeing.
Sweet. So let me just put it this way. At the end of the day, if he truly wants this woman to be his end all and his wife for the rest of his life, he needs to have her back.
Mm. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, when everybody else passes away, it's just you two.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fair.
Yeah.
And this is the person you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. I just recently had a son almost a year ago, and I saw something on Facebook, and it kind of hit me. It said something like, as a mother, I'm raising my son to put his wife and family first before me.
As a mother, you got
say
it.
Say that again.
Yeah.
It says, as a mother, I'm raising my son to put his wife and his family before me.
And it
hit me. And at first I was like, well, that kind of sucks. But then I was like, wait, no. It's true.
At first
my husband puts me first. So I agree with that wholeheartedly. Like, as a mother, I am going to raise my son to put his wife first.
And that's a tough call.
How marriages should work. I'm sorry.
No, I completely 100% unequivocally agree with you, Colleen. Mm-hmm. Yes, you need to put your wife first. That's a tough one, though. That is a tough one because when you have to rip that Band-Aid, right? It's a son leaving his mother, right? Yeah. And obviously, you're always there for your family, but you prioritize what's important. You prioritize what your focus is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Your wife and your family should come first, 100%. I think you love your mother, and I get that, but if you don't want to be with this woman, then you know what? I guess you're not going to stick up for her, but if you do want to spend the rest of your life with her, man up and do something about it.
Colleen, his mom ain't done that. His mom ain't let him go. She has not let him go.
Cut the cord.
Listen, mom's the jerk, bro.
Somebody did say she's the jerk. I found one text. They said, stay out of family stuff and don't disrespect someone's mom. Let him deal with it how he will. But how much are you going to take?
The dealing is not doing anything about it, and she's a deal with it kind of person. That's where the problem is. If she was like, okay, let's be hands off, she wouldn't have written in.
Yeah.
She's not hands off and she feels disrespected.
Right. All right, well.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Colleen. You too. Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, man.
Wow. I mean, it was a vacuum sweep. Zerp, zerp, not the jerk, jerk.
The jerk. But I do want to know both sides. I would love to know more.
Talking about updates, we need an update from the mother and the sister.
Yeah, Defensive Debbie, tell them that you wrote in and then get the update from them, please,
Lord. Let's just hash this out here.
Please, Lord.
Let's just do it live on air.
Done, done, done. The end.